Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so moving on now, this topic, the center of this topic has been in the middle of the Burt Show now for since we got back from vacation, because Abby walked in here and she got a nose job and didn't say anything initially, and Kristen and Cassie noticed it. Mo and I did not notice it. And the question now for the last week has been coming up over and over and over again. When somebody has something done, who do you tell? Who do you ask? Are you supposed to ask? And Mo has got a different level of this.
Very interesting conversation that happened the other day when my dude called me and wanted to talk to me about his woman's body. That has never happened before. I wasn't prepared for that.
What do you think of my girl's ass?
Yeah. That's a loaded question. Yeah.
So when he broke it down, I was shocked, because I was like, I've never thought of this, like, of this situation, of being in this situation. And it's interesting. I'm curious as to what y'all would do if you were on either side of it, because he's been dating somebody for a while now. I think they've actually been dating for like 2 or 3 years, and it's getting serious, but it hasn't crossed the line of marriage yet. So they're still in that boyfriend girlfriend phase. And his family is, they're not like religious per se, but They can be a bit judgmental. They're old school, and they don't hold back with their opinions. And typically in his life, they haven't liked anyone that he's dated. So with the girl that he's with now,
they're harsh with the critiques.
Very, very. And they love her, and he doesn't want to like do anything, or she doesn't want to do anything to ruin that, because he's enjoying the family dynamic of it all. And it's gotten to the point now where like she'll hang out with the family when he's not around. They all communicate without him. And that kind of bothers him. But I'm like, I think that's a great thing, man. Yeah. I think you should embrace that.
Yeah, that's a sure sign of next level. If she's hanging out with his family when he's not around, that's serious.
Right. And so with that being said, I guess in her life, she has always wanted to get a breast job. And that's her thing. That ain't coming from him. That's something that she's always wanted. He kind of doesn't really care either way. He actually doesn't want her to do it because he's worried about it. But she wants to do it.
Are we talking about a breast augmentation where she wants to make him bigger or reduce?
Bigger.
Okay.
And
both of them or just one of them?
I think both. I think she's going to go all the way.
She just wants to make one big one. Just one boob. A
uniboob is nasty. Just one in the middle.
We're gonna just
combine them and put them in the middle. I'm learning now that there are levels, and that I guess you can go to a one up and it won't be that big of a difference. But I guess in her situation, it's going to be very noticeable.
Ooh.
She wants to go levels.
Did he explain to you, like, is she an A and wants to go to a D? Is she a B that wants to go to a C?
This is where it gets awkward talking about his girl like this. But I think she's an A.
Okay.
And I think she wants to go to like a C.
Okay.
Oh. All right. It's not going to be crazy, right?
But it's noticeable, right?
That is noticeable,
like,
yes.
Like, if she comes around, you're going to realize it was done.
It's not like in your face as far as size, but going from an A to a C would be a noticeable difference, for sure.
So he didn't think anything of it. He's like, fine, let's do it. Whatever I got to do, I'll support you. But she actually came to him and was like, I was thinking about this, and I don't know how we should handle it, because she feels like she doesn't know if it would be awkward if she just comes around his family one day and all of a sudden she's got the breast. Mm. And like, does she bring it up first? Is the family going to kind of judge her for it? Or like, what do you really do? Should she even feel the need to say anything at all? Or should it not even ever come up? So she just doesn't want to come around one day and it's like the elephant in the room and it's awkward and it's weird. So she's like, should she just kind of get ahead of it and let the family know, like, hey guys, I'm a I'm going to take care of some business.
This is so funny because one of the reasons I decided to get my surgery now rather than put it off was because I was afraid if I got a boyfriend, I would have to be like, sorry, bro, I can't go. I can't have Christmas with your family because I got to recover from a nose job. So it's like, I got to get it out of the way while I know I'm like single and not dating anybody. To me, this is a different situation than my nose job because to me, breasts are more of like a sexual thing. And to me, anybody commenting on a part of your body that you typically don't show off in like a family setting, to me, that would be inappropriate no matter what the situation is. So I think because she's not doing anything crazy, I honestly think she can fly under the radar. And if his family wants to say something about it, then, you know, she can answer it however she feels comfortable.
But if she's close with them and hangs out with them, why would she not tell them she's having surgery?
That's what I was going to say. If the relationship is intimate enough to where she's hanging out with them when he's not around, that's family at this point.
Yeah.
So she might as well just come on in the door and just go, hey, I just want to let you know I had this done.
I mean, it wouldn't be awkward.
No, I mean, so it's I'm torn because by all means, her body, she can tell whomever she wants to. And if she doesn't want, they're not entitled to this information by any means. But if I was going to go into a surgery like that, I would tell my sister-in-laws, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I would tell my family and my close friends that I'm doing this. I wouldn't hide it, wouldn't be ashamed of it, you know, anything like that. So, like, showing up to the house with just some Tiggo bitties.
Surprise!
knowing how, I mean, he's going to know his family probably better than anybody, and whether or not they're going to be like, hey, something's different about you.
Get ahead of it.
All right. I mean, I would. Okay. And it's not even getting ahead of it. It's just disclosing information that I would have disclosed otherwise.
Family anyway.
Got it.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.